We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. The excitement and anticipation has been growing for weeks, and guess what? Baseball's coming back next week. The teams will be taking the field in less than 10 days, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. What you need to do to get into the action is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. We welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show Dustin Schutte, managing editor at SaturdayTradition.com, a Big Ten sports website. Dustin, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's always great to have you on. You give us, we have a Penn State-centric show here, of course, but I like to get the perspective from you, from the entire Big Ten, and I couldn't think of a better time to have you on than after this huge decision that the Big Ten made last week to go to conference-only football, or I guess all sports in the fall. And this seemed to all come together real quickly. Were you expecting this decision?
Yes and no. I had expected that the Big Ten and other conferences were going to shift to a league-only schedule for quite some time. Even when you look at when the COVID numbers were starting to flatten and things looked very positive about the outlook of a college football season, I thought that some of the cross-country trips, and you talk about Penn State, they were supposed to welcome in San Jose State this year. Michigan was supposed to go to Washington. Ohio State was going to go to Oregon. In my mind, I just didn't see how that was going to happen, given the certain climate that we're in, obviously. But I was surprised that they made the decision in early, mid-July and didn't wait until the end of July. And it seemed like it took a lot of other Power Five commissioners and even Group of Five commissioners and head coaches and athletic directors by surprise. So by the overall decision, I wasn't too shocked by that. Just maybe the timing of it was a little earlier than I had anticipated.
Well, and they have been questioned about the timing of it. Why make a decision before you have to? That was my first instinct. But as you look into this a little bit deeper, there's some very solid reasons to go to this type of schedule, isn't there, Dustin?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's primarily, you know, three main reasons, and two of them have been talked about quite a bit. And that's number one, obviously, you can get uniformity in your testing guidelines and your health and safety protocols and precautions and make sure that all 14 of the member institutions are on the same page there. The Big Ten will have a better opportunity to kind of control those, implement procedures, and take the advice from the medical experts as well as their infectious disease task force, which Kevin Warren enforced and created earlier in the spring. And then you look at the second reason, that's obviously the flexibility of the schedule. And when you're only playing league games, if you have to have a pause in the season, you can do that. If you need to delay the pushback of the season a few weeks, you know, the Big Ten, the first game was supposed to be Minnesota and Florida Atlantic September 3rd. And that would, you know, so if you were expecting that on that week, maybe the Big Ten still plays games on September 5th, or maybe they decide that they're going to push it back to later in September, maybe even early October, whatever best fits. Then the third thing I think that not a lot of people are talking about, and I'm no legal expert, I'm not a lawyer, so I may be, you know, not the most well versed in this area, but the contracts. And when the conference makes that decision to cancel all non-conference games, it may take some of these big programs off the hook. You know, you look at Penn State, let's use them for example, for their season opener against Kent State. If there's an outbreak of COVID-19, Penn State can't play that game, and Kent State is fully capable of making the trip to Happy Valley, Penn State is going to be out a lot of dollars. So without having a home game, that's given the current climate, how much schools and athletic departments are already losing, you know, $700,000 in a year is already a big punch, but given the current circumstances, it's going to be an even harder punch. So I think those are the three main reasons for this decision. And, you know, it, like I said, it does provide a little bit more flexibility. So maybe that's why the Big Ten opted to do this earlier rather than later.
Well, and I think you made this point either in one of your articles or on your Twitter feed. If doing this means that there will be football, even if it's a couple fewer games, it's well worth it. And I'm saying that as a fan of the game. I want to see games. And if you told me right now by canceling three games, we're definitely going to get the other nine in conference and potentially a 10th game, I'll take it.
Yeah, and I don't think you're alone in that conversation. Obviously, you missed some great games, right? Everybody wanted to see Penn State travel down to Virginia Tech. A lot of people wanted to see Oregon, Ohio State, and Washington and Michigan in week one. But at the end of the day, the Big Ten has to look out for the Big Ten. And losing those three games in the non-conference schedule for each team obviously isn't great. But if it means that you get to have football this season, that's what is in the best interest of the student athletes, the coaches, the fans, obviously the television dollars. And like I said earlier, with so much money being lost, when you are able to play maybe just 10 conference games, you may not get that full allotment that you were expecting from the 12 games in general and the three non-conference games, but you could get a pretty good chunk of that money from Big Ten Network, ESPN, Fox, and other networks. So, yeah, I think that you're not alone in that thinking. You have to do what you have to do at this point. And I think that the Big Ten maybe saw the writing on the wall that, hey, we're going to have to make this decision eventually. So let's make it earlier rather than later. And if this is the best chance, the best step to getting us football back, at least in some capacity, let's go ahead and do it and start working on a plan.
Well, there's going to be financial repercussions to this. Some of it, though, you know, the games canceled with Kent State, that could be rescheduled, you know, a couple years down the line to make up for that and get Kent State, you know, that payday again. Another part of this that I was impressed with was the Big Ten kind of taking a leadership role throughout the country here. And I guess some of that credit or blame has to go to the new commissioner, Kevin Warren, correct?
Yeah, I think so. And this is kind of on par for the Big Ten. You know, you look back, even predating, you know, the stuff that's happened over the last 4 or 5 months, it seemed like dog years, really. But, you know, the Big Ten was the first to launch Big Ten Network in a conference-only network. The Big Ten was the first to really kind of go for this 14-team expansion and expand the conferences and add new members like Nebraska and Rutgers and Maryland. And then you look forward to 2019, and in his first couple months as commissioner, you know, Kevin Warren has launched a mental health initiative to ensure that student athletes are getting appropriate mental health evaluation and help when they need it. He's launched an anti-hate and racism coalition. He's launched an infectious disease team. So he's done so much, and the Big Ten has been on the forefront and in front of a lot of this that it almost isn't surprising. I know I said earlier that I was shocked that the Big Ten made this decision in earlier to mid-July, but when you look at the Big Ten kind of being the trendsetter and being the leader in a lot of these decisions, it's really not that surprising because this is just what the Big Ten does. It has great institutions, not just from an athletic standpoint, from an academic standpoint, and obviously the handoff, the passing of the torch from Jim Delaney to Kevin Warren. Obviously, it's been a hectic 6-7 months for Kevin Warren, but it's been a pretty seamless transition as far as a leadership standpoint is concerned.
Well, let's talk about some of the other ramifications of this, and I'm going to ask you to make some predictions. Are we going to see, if they're able to, will the Big Ten expand to a 10th game where it would probably obviously be a cross-division game? Do you see maybe even the Big Ten expanding their own their own championship. Maybe take two teams from both divisions, a four-team playoff. What are things we are going to see from this? And maybe even nationally, something you brought up months ago. Is there an opportunity for an expanded playoff this year? What do you see as the repercussions of all this?
Well, I definitely think, and it's been in the conversation, that a 10-game schedule to try to make up for one of those three non-conference games that you lose. So I think you'll see an addition to the regular season. I do expect that the regular season will probably be pushed back. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Division III conference, Michigan's Intercollegiate Athletic Association, also announced the same day the Big Ten did last week that they're going to only conference games and they're going to push back their season a couple weeks. I think the Big Ten will push back the season. They'll add an extra game. I think you'll see a pretty standard Big Ten championship game. I think it'll be the top team in each division meeting, if they can, in Indianapolis. If not, maybe the team with the better record will get the home game in that situation. Or if they play in the head-to-head and meet again in the championship game, maybe the winner of the first game gets home field advantage. We'll kind of see what happens there. But when you talk about some of these non-conference games that are being lost, the potential of having bowl games canceled at the end of the season, depending on what happens with COVID-19 and what the case looks like and whether or not we have a vaccine, I think it's a great opportunity to use four of those New Year's Six bowl games as a quarterfinal round, create eight teams, take your five Power Five conference champions, your highest-ranked group of five, and two at-large bids, and start an 8-team playoff experiment and see if it's something you want to do when the current 4-team format is expired in a couple of years. And what better way to make up some of the lost revenue that you're going to have this season than to expand the playoff, include more teams, and get more eyeballs on the television set if we are able to have a season this year? I think that's an easy solution, but unfortunately the powers that be don't ask me for my opinion. So I just, from a fan standpoint, I'd like to see we get an 8-team playoff this year, at least as an experiment, because like I said, with all the lost revenue and the opportunity that would bring to college football, I think that would be a must-do for this season.
I am going to nominate Dustin Schutte for NCAA football czar just for that expanded playoff idea alone. And what's interesting is this is not new from you. You and I discussed this, and I know you brought it up even a couple months ago. And I think if that's the end result, I would take it. All right, real quick, are we going to have a college football season, yes or no?
I think yes, we will. I don't know whether it's going to be fall or spring. I don't know whether it's going to be abbreviated, just a few games, or it's going to be a 10-game schedule. I do think we'll have it at some point in the 2020-2021 academic year at some point in subcapacity.
Fantastic. That's going to have to be it. Dustin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.